This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Does anyone else just want to pound their chest like Tarzan and scream after this one? Holy cow. 10-3 Royals win. I don't know how old you are, but I'd venture to guess you've never seen a Royals team get off to a start like this. The best 50-game start in franchise history, matching the mark of the 1976 Kansas City Royals, the first ever team to win a division title. Might this be the next team to win a division title? Wow. Royals win. They take a series of fifth straight victory. It remains not only a perfect homestand, it remains an absolutely perfect homestand. In that, the Royals haven't trailed. Period. The Royals haven't trailed since Wednesday. Final score, Good Guys 10, Detroit 3. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. If you are one of the more than 14,000 in attendance tonight, we get you right to the front of the line. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. So many different directions to take this one tonight. We can love on the offense and Michael Garcia, a career high matching 4 hits. Bobby Witt Jr., a career high 6 RBI. Salvador Perez with yet another multi-hit game. We can love on the offense. We can talk about the coaching staff, ownership, the front office. The best 50-game start in Royals franchise history. What I want to know from you, what has all this meant to you, to your family, to your friends, to your co-workers, to your life? Because they're back and they're not going anywhere anytime soon, knock on wood, you know, barring health. I just don't see how this season is derailed. Text line is there as well for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. The record is now 31-19. The fourth best run differential in Major League Baseball at plus 67. The only teams with a better mark than the boys in blue are three of the four biggest spenders in Major League Baseball: the Dodgers, the Phillies, and the New York Yankees. And then little old Kansas City, the boys in blue, who, by the way, I love doing this. Because, as I've made mention, my favorite aspect about this team is the next day's starting pitcher. So they've won 5 in a row. They haven't trailed since Wednesday. They're 12 games above 500 and staying hot on the trail of the Cleveland Guardians. And Cole Reagans pitches tomorrow. How does that sound, Kansas City? 913-586-7610. What has all this meant to you? To have the boys not just back, but silencing any doubters that you may have in your life. Because now when you hear those cynics, when you hear those classic complainers, it's easy to mute them. It's easy to shut them out because all they're doing is telling on themselves. When you hear skepticism concerning your boys in blue from people in Kansas City, all they're doing is letting you know, I haven't been watching. I haven't been listening. I'm just a hater. I made mention of this earlier. To me, there's only one of three groups in which you can belong to if you're a Royals fan. You're either confident, confused, or the classic complainer. Confident, like me, and I think like a lot of you, I'm in that group. I'm one of the confident ones. But I understand if you find yourself in group number two, if you're still somewhat confused, that a team that lost 106 games last year was one of the first teams in Major League Baseball to 30 wins this year. I understand the confusion. 31 wins in the first 50 games. No team that lost 100 has won 31 in the first 50. Well, Cleveland did it in 1988, but they had the exact same record, 31-19. So no team that has lost 100 games has bounced back with such vigor as your Kansas City Royals. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, the text line is open for you. That's 913-586-7610. Yeah, it's Cole Reagans and Tarek Skubal squaring off with one another coming up tomorrow afternoon. All right, so we'll get to your phone calls coming up in just a moment. 913-586-7610. Bobby Witt Jr., Mikel Garcia, Salvador Perez. Man, we can go up and down this lineup, up and down this rotation, up and down this organization. I'm happy to do it with you, and we'll do so right after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at Yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
With Dick Zinn in comes the pitch. It's hit high in the air and deep into left center field. And it's at the wall. And it is gone. Bobby Witt.
All right, yeah, that's Kenny Matthews on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. One of Bobby Witt Jr.'s two home runs. It's a 10-3 final score. Royals have won five in a row. Bobby goes 468 to dead center, 425 a little bit later. All right, let's go to the phone calls. Let's try to get this thing going a little bit tighter. Let's go to Abe, who's leaving Kauffman Stadium. Abe, what's going on, buddy?
How we doing, Vern? I love your show. I just want to put it out there. I just want to say I want to see the fans do a better job, you know. I mean,
they were great tonight. What are you talking about?
The Royals are 31-19 through 50 games. We need to have a crowd out there, in my opinion. Eh,
well, I give up on that. Don't, you know, I'm over it. Accept it for what it is. That's just who we are in Kansas City. We're going to rank near the bottom in attendance. This team's going too hot, man, to be bummed out about anything.
That is true.
A good time tonight. The fans are making noise.
We saw a Bobby masterclass tonight. I tell you what, Vern, that was electric, man.
Oh, no doubt about it. After his second home run, thanks for the phone call, Abe. After his second home run, I just sat there and shook my head for like a solid 5-6 minutes. I'm in awe. I'm in absolute awe of the young man. It's similar to when Mike Trout would come to town, and you know, you get glimpses here and there, but to have a front row seat to his career has been amazing. Absolutely amazing. 3-for-4 tonight. Bobby scores 3 runs. He drives in 6. He ranks number 1 in Major League Baseball in runs scored, number 3 in extra base hits, number 4 in stolen bases. He's top 5 in multi-hit games. He's top 5 in hard hit balls, top 10 in base hits. He's an MVP candidate. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's the best shortstop in Major League Baseball. We can have a debate between him and Gunnar Henderson, but you're not going to convince me that it's anybody other than number 7 in blue. Let's go to Lance, who was at the game tonight. Lance, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Vern? Yeah, we just got back into Oberlin Park, man. That game was something else. I've been to quite a few in the past, you know, 6-7 years, but man, I've never seen a splash in the top of the fountain like that. And Michael Garcia coming up with that pick on the hot shot to end an inning, which could have, you know, swung the momentum of the game. I'm just really pumped, man. It's good times here in Kansas City. And the only thing I said to my friend was the only thing that makes this game better is if we were beating up the Guardians right now. But that chance will come. Thanks, Vern. I'll listen off the air now.
Can't wait for that. Can't wait for this team to get their hands on that team. All right. Now, that's impressive. I have nothing negative to say about the Guardians. I could go on for hours with negativity about the city of Cleveland. But the Guardians, I got nothing negative to say about them. They're matching the Royals right now. They have themselves a 5-game winning streak. 10-3, the final score. We go back to the phone calls. Catherine was in the building tonight. Catherine, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Oh, these boys are playing some ball, Vern. They were
you know
on fire
that?
Tonight. They were on fire. The only thing that would put out Bobby Witt was the fountain that he was hitting the home run to.
That's right.
It was awesome.
Can you believe they're on pace to win 100 games, Catherine?
I think it's great.
It's unbelievable.
I think it's great.
I think you're great, and I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Yeah, the Royals are on pace to win 100 games. They're 23-6 when they score 4 or more runs. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Scott in Midtown. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Vern, you having as good a night as I am, man?
Maybe. I hope so, but I don't know what you're getting into right now.
No, I just got off work, man. Oh, okay. I'll just make a couple points, man. You guys are awesome. As a bartender, I like when people come in, they're actually angry if we don't have the Royals on because they're keeping the town's attention. I still think our 1-5 starting rotation are absolute studs. I would take them against anybody in the playoffs. And speaking of that, man, I used to live in upstate New York. My parents were teachers at private colleges in the Syracuse area. And I would fly, I'm not going to be real long, but I would fly to Kansas City. And my grandfather back in the mid-70s would take me to the Royals games. And so I remember the 76 through 85 run. And this is... we have all the pieces, good pitching, young core that looks like it's ascending. And Yeah, man, I'm like you, man. I got nothing negative to say about the Guardians. I can't wait to see this matchup and go Royals.
Yeah, way to go. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Yeah, I'm with you with the rotation. Tonight was game 50. Alec Marsh spun the 25th quality start of the season for the Royals. I got an ERA of 3.09. That's fourth best in the sport and still logging the second most innings in Major League Baseball. The defense was sharp again. Michael Massey ended a laborious fourth inning for Alec Marsh. Who knows where this game goes, where that inning goes, if Massey doesn't make that diving stab at a chopper that was just out of Vinny Pasquantino's reach. Third and final out of that 25-pitch fourth inning for Alec Marsh when he gave up all three of the earned runs he would allow. Marsh goes six innings, gives up three runs on five hits, walked a pair, struck out five. Had a grand total of 10 swings and misses. Marsh now with double-digit whiffs in five of his eight outings this season. All right, let's go to, is that LeAndrew in Kansas City? Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm a very, very long-time listener, very first-time caller. I just want to say I was born and raised here in Kansas City, Missouri. I was in the third grade. When the Royals came to town, we had a day out. School kids had a naming contest, came up with the Royals. I just want to say, me and my family, we've been longtime Royals fans. We had season tickets back in the 80s, Amos Otis in them days. And so as far as the Kansas City, Missouri needs to be very, very fortunate. We are home to some of the best athletes in professional football and baseball. And we just need to enjoy it. Don't expect too much. Just go with the wave. We deserve this in light of the Super Bowl shootings and all that. I just think that the good luck gods are smiling down on us. And just keep supporting. If you can't go out to actually to the park to support them, do like I do. Listen in on the radio. Listen in on the TV. Just, you know, support them. Be very, very thankful. Let's go Royals. And, hey, I've seen them at their very lowest, and I've seen them at their highest. And let's enjoy Kansas City. We got the chance to have a very, very good team once again. Easily for the next 5 years. And my
opinion. Here's the thing. So, LeAndrew, I appreciate the phone call. You say you've seen them at their low points and you've seen them at their height. Well, this is it. This 31-19 start matches the 1976 Royals for the best 50-game start in franchise history. Well, kind enough to dial us up after this 10-3 Royals victory is tonight's winning pitcher, Alec Marsh, who tossed, as I just mentioned, the team's 25th quality start of the season in game number 50. Alec, thanks for the phone call. Great job tonight. How would you describe the confidence that you're taking to the hill every fifth day right now?
Hey, thanks for having me on, first off. And I think, it's easy. I mean, when you got four other starters that do what they do and guys that are bringing in experience like Waka, Lugo, and Singer, and obviously our ace, Riggs, when they do what they do, it makes it a lot easier to go out there and kind of follow suit. And you don't want to, you know, I just want to go out there and help us, give us a chance to win every time I take the hill.
You did just that, and you've done just that. The team's 7-1 in your eight starts. I don't know if you look at any other numbers, but that one has to jump out to you.
Feels awesome, especially last year coming up here and losing my first nine. I guess I'm just making up for that lost time.
Well, and you could say that the team's making up for some lost time as we just had the 2014 team come in. The championship squad of 2015 will be here next season. Are you guys talking playoffs in that clubhouse? When you talk about team goals, what are the conversations right now?
Take it one day at a time. I mean, worry about today. I think it's the biggest thing that resonates with us because, obviously, yeah, playoffs. I mean, we want to win a ring. I don't think it's just playoffs. I think we want to bring it back to the city. So, but no, the way you do that is one game at a time and just keep doing what we're doing and having things match up, the pitching, the offense, defense. We're going to win a lot of games when we look like that tonight.
Yeah, I know you're locked in on start days, but when it's someone else on the hill – maybe you felt it tonight. Are you feeling the buzz in this city, the energy that the crowds bring in, the 14,000 tonight? But it's, you know, it's a whole Midwest nation, man, that's tuning into this team and cheering them on.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The difference that we saw from the beginning of the season to now is just unreal. I mean, we love the city. We love the fans. And when you guys show up and give us that extra buzz, it's just, I mean, it makes us play even better. And it gives us that confidence when we go out there and, I mean, we're playing real good at home right now. It's fun to come back home and play for you guys and play in front of you guys and the fans. And it's just fantastic. It's definitely buzzing out there for sure.
There's no way you've seen somebody hit a home run as far as Bobby did there in the second inning. Have you ever been around someone as freaky as number seven?
No, I think he takes the cake. I've been telling people for years when I played with him in Double A when he first came up, and I think we had similar paths and we played together a little bit in the minor leagues, but no, it's just, it's amazing, man. It's generational. It's fun to watch. It's fun to be around. It's a great teammate. You learn a lot of things from him, and he keeps it light in the clubhouse, keeps it light in the dugout. He's just, I mean, all the tools. I mean, he's got all of them plus some, so.
Want to ask about a couple more teammates real quick. Salvador Perez, what's it been like working with him? How much has he helped guide you through these starts this season?
Great. I mean, he makes it easy on games. Like, he pitches me. I mean, same with Freddie. On games, he catches me, sorry. But, yeah, both of them are great. I mean, Salvador Perez, he's a Hall of Fame catcher. I think he's one of the best catchers in the game all time. He's getting there for sure. I mean, he's having one of the best seasons he's ever had so far, and it's super fun to watch. On how, the way he carries himself, the way he takes care of his business is something that I respect very highly. And I try to take that to the field every day. And watching him on how he handles even failure, how he handles success, it's something I get to sit back and watch and just take notes on. It's been fantastic. I mean, there's not enough good things I could say about all my teammates, but he's been amazing.
Final thing for you, Alec Marsh, kind enough to call us up after the Royals' 10-3 win. Maybe this is just me, but I see similarities between the attitude, the quiet confidence that you have and that Michael Garcia has. I think you guys are both energy givers. The team feeds off of the energy that the both of you bring. Do you feel that? Do you see that in Michael? Do you feel that in yourself?
100%. I mean, it's just ultimate competitors. Everyone has that that buzz and that. I mean, I'll let out some emotion for sure. I think it's just getting that comfortability of, you know, being doing what I do every 5 days. And, you know, I want to start pitching longer in games and striking more guys out. And I think once I start doing that, you'll see some emotion out of me for sure. But the goal is to win every game no matter what happens. So that's what we're sticking to.
Yeah, well, you're nasty. You guys are all nasty. The team's rolling, man. It's so much fun to watch. Keep it up. Great job tonight. We'll see you at the park tomorrow.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Alec Marsh, kind enough to join us here on 610 Sports Radio. Eighth start of the season, as I mentioned, his team is 7-1 in those starts. Tonight he spins his second quality start of the year and sees his ERA sit at 2.72 across eight starts. Alec Marsh, 4-1 on the year, 6 innings of 3-run baseball tonight. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. We go to Kurt in Leawood. Kurt, you're on the postgame show. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Vern, thanks for having me. We just had an amazing night at the K. I can't tell you all these years ago and how much fun we're having right now. I was blessed to have my four of my kids there, Will, Nate, James and Vivian, and here's my observation. This is how I can tell you after all these years of bringing kids to the game how great the Royals are doing. Come the sixth or seventh inning, what do kids want every time? What do they want you to take you to go buy? Ice cream, right?
Yes.
There are so many years we get to the sixth and seventh inning, Vern, I'm ready to go take them to ice cream. I'm seeing errors. I'm seeing, you know, pitchers dominating us. Here, I don't care if it's on defense, offense, we are having a blast. I was trying to pay people to take my kids over to get ice cream tonight. I couldn't find anybody to do it, Vern. Love these Royals. Can't wait for the rest of the season. Thanks for leading the way for us, Vern.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm hardly leading the way. I'm just the gas bag that is the caboose of the night, really. Yeah, sixth inning. Now, that's when Bobby hit his second home run. That's when Alec Marsh finished off the quality save. Now, I'm not trying to go anywhere. Now, you ain't getting me to move if Bobby's coming to the dish. You know how I feel about Vinny Pasquantino. I want to see that AB. And Salvi. If Salvi's on the field, I'm in my seat. I'm going to enjoy every single second I get to see of the greatest catcher in franchise history. You know, right now, one of the two greatest players in franchise history. I don't think that's any sort of a hot take, right? George is the GOAT, and number 13, I think, sits at the right hand of the GOAT. All right, let's go to, is it Hoff? I'm sorry. Ben,
you, that's right,
ahead.
Hoff. How you doing, Vern? What was the first year that you started doing this show?
2012.
Yeah, what occurred to me is that for guys of fans of my generation, I'll be 60 next week. Fred and Denny were the voice of the Royals. It kind of occurred to me that, particularly with the excitement of the 14 and 15 season, that's been Ryan, Denny, and you. And I hope you appreciate the, you know, fan really come to identify you with the. Some of the better years the Royals have ever had. A lot of crappy years in there, too, that it must not have been easy having a postgame show after 100 lost seasons. But, no, I think you're really appreciated.
Thank you. And, that's very nice of you to say.
Yeah, of course. And the other thing that occurred to me, and then I'll drop off, you know, I became a fan, like a lot of people, right around the time of the beginning of George's career, 73 and through 75. Mm-hmm. And how many people walk around the city with the name of Brett because of admiration for how he played and whatnot? I give it a couple more years, but I think we're going to see a lot of Bobbies being born into the Kansas City area because of what Witt's done so far. It's really exciting to think we could possibly have the MVP, a Cy Young of maybe a couple of the pitchers. And I'm still pulling for Salvador to be the batting champion. I'm not going to put money in Vegas on that. But this is a hell of a lot of fun, particularly compared to what we've had over the last season. But keep up the good work, Vern. You're a lot of fun.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. No, I never take it for granted. You left out a lot of names in that group that also would rank higher on the totem pole. But very nice of you to say. Yeah, Bobby's... I would imagine right now probably number two behind either Judge or Soto for American League MVP. You know you have the MVP on the other side of the parking lot. Now we're still trying to figure out who's the real Cy Young Award candidate in this rotation. Right? There's three guys vying for it. Singer, Lugo, Reagans. I can make a case for all three. I know it seems like Lugo's running away with it, but that Cole Reagans case is legit. Yeah, no, it's amazing. And to think about Salvador Perez winning a batting title is bonkers. He's hitting 343, that's second best in baseball behind only Shohei Ohtani. Second best in baseball as far as the batting average, but the best in baseball when it comes to a batting average with runners in scoring position. Salvi hitting 489. He's also fifth in RBIs, sixth in base hits, and he just turned 34. Let's go to Doug in Lee's Summit. Doug, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, had the family out there today. It was just awesome to see how many people stayed till the ninth. It was awesome, the atmosphere. Kansas City is in love with this team. And thanks for taking my call, and I'm having a great time. This has been a great year to be a Royals fan. It takes me back to 10 years back.
Yeah. Yeah, taking us all back to 2014 and 2015. They're just performing so well and getting it done at home, too. Doug, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, Royals are now 20-8 at home. No team in Major League Baseball is dominating their home turf the way that your Kansas City Royals are. Well, speaking of being named after Royals greats, let's go to Gordo in South Kansas City. Gordo, what's happening?
Hey, Vern, just want to say thanks for your passion. Thanks for getting us through a bunch of really tough years. And I actually called to just make sure that everybody remembers who put this stable together and give some love to JJ. But then Marsh called in and showed nothing but class. So he belongs in KC, and we welcome him. Just want to say thanks a lot and give a bunch of love and remember who put this stable of horses together, because it's fun every single night to know we got a good starter on the mound.
Nothing better. There is nothing better, Gordo. Just you saying that gave me chills, man. Yeah. You've won five in a row. Cole Reagans is pitching tomorrow. Even if you lose the finale, it's a 5-1 homestand, and Seth Lugo's pitching the next game.
And just seeing Cole pitch is worth the price of admission. It doesn't matter.
No doubt.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Look at who he's going up against tomorrow, too. Tarek Skubal. Again, those are the two best lefties right now going in Major League Baseball, and they meet up here 1:10 for the first pitch on deck show beginning at 12 noon. Let's go to Charles in Kansas City. Charles, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals are 31-19.
Hello, Vern. I'm calling it. The Royals are playing some ball, and they're 31-19, the first team to bounce back and have 30 wins this early after losing 100 games the next year. And I just wanted to ask you, Vern, how are you feeling after covering this team since 2012 to finally see the boys break through post-2014, 2015? How are you feeling, Bill, about the team?
Well, 2016, that was a good squad. 2017 just needed a bullpen. So those were exciting seasons. How am I feeling? Again, the thing that makes me happiest is looking at the next day's starting pitcher. There's nothing like driving to the ballpark, feeling like your team's going to win. That's all you want.
I 100% agree. We got Reagans on the hump tomorrow. We can potentially go 6-0 in this homestand. But how about the effort by Marsh today? The offense was rolling, but Marsh got into a couple of jams early on and still battled through, pitched 6 strong innings, only gave up 3, called in. What a class act. I love the squad we got. And I'm really excited. I was at the K today, my first game of the season, and I was really just overall ecstatic with how everything was going. And I'm really looking forward to this push over the summer. And you're the man, Vern. I love you.
You're the man. Appreciate the phone call. Alec Marsh is the man. For his career, he has 121 strikeouts in 117 innings. Not too shabby. And you heard what he said. I mean, did that sound like a guy that was about to rest on his laurels? No, I want to pitch deeper in games, and I need my strikeouts to pick up. Now, is he right? Yes. For the type of goals that he has, yeah, he's right. But for this team, man, you sub-3 ERA averaging, right around a little bit more than 5 innings per start, no, that'll float. That'll work. But Alec Marsh, to me, has that Brady Singer aspect in him where, not even just Brady Singer, man, a lot of big leaguers, most big leaguers. Now, you understand, and Marsh understands, he called Cole Reagans RAs. But in his private moments, Alec Marsh wants to be the ace, right? Not at the detriment of the team, not that he's, nipping at somebody or that they don't get along. No, it's just that fire inside of him. I want to be the best. And when you watch him when he's at his best, he can be the best. That's what's so scary about this rotation, which is what makes this team so scary. Now, Cole Reagans is the ace. Seth Lugo's garnering the attention right now nationally. But when he's right, who's better than Brady Singer? Who's better than Alec Marsh? And then you have a guy that was the NLCS MVP at the age of 22. That's your starting five. If and when something happens, you have Daniel Lynch waiting in the wings down in Omaha. You saw what he did when he made his season debut. Last time out down in Omaha, 6 2/3 of shutout work for Daniel Lynch. Pitching, defense, team speed, it was all on display today. How about the hustle from Michael Garcia on those triples, especially that first one? That was a straight-up hustle triple, daring the opposition to make the play defensively, and they couldn't. Michael's speed, Massey's defense, the arm of Marsh, of Zerpa. Shout out Sam Long. What a nice season debut for him in the big leagues. A 10-pitch eighth inning for Sam Long. He looked good. Pumping 95 past Perez. Getting Kerry Carpenter and Mark Canna. He went through the heart of the Detroit lineup in the eighth. Sure, with a healthy lead, a healthy cushion, but I can promise you, you couldn't tell that to Sam Long in that moment. I mean, the guy's making his season debut, his Royals debut. He's not taking the hill. Oh, you know what? It's all good. We're up by 7 runs. I can give up a solo home run here or there. No, he's trying to keep this job. He looked really good in that eighth. Angel Zerpa, a 1-2-3, 7-pitch, 7th inning. Zerpa's been rolling. 10 straight scoreless appearances. He's put up a zero in 19 of his 21 games this season. The 24-year-old has an ERA of 1.40. And to go back to what Gordo had to say, yeah, you got to give love to this front office. You got to give love to J.J. Piccolo. He was on with Cody and Gold earlier today. He was getting some love from MLB Network, justifiably, earlier today. With a certain acknowledgement of ownership, of course, that greenlit his aggressive offseason. Yeah, they got to work hand in hand, but the name of the game in Major League Baseball is it's a GM's game. And when JJ took over the role, we had the conversation on this show, man. If you're going to do it this way, if you're going to do it in a market like this, you know, unless you're going to spend, you know, north of $200 million, it's almost unfair the kind of things you need to request of your general manager in Kansas City, the amount of hits he or she needs in, you know, trades and waiver claims and free agent signings. You just can't cover mistakes in Kansas City the same way you can in Chicago, Houston, L.A., New York. You can't. You sign a free agent, he bites you in the backside, you're stuck with him until that final year. You got to win on the margins. You got to find that waiver claim, that Scott Barlow. You got to find those guys, and not once every 5 years like Scott Barlow. You got to do it consistently. It's so silly to ask a front office to hit on 60-65% of their moves, but a year and a half in, boy, oh boy, I don't know what JJ's win-loss record is, but I can tell you he's batting better than .500. Now, the Lugo signing, the Waka signing, the trade for Reagans, the trade for Schreiber, the acquisition of MacArthur, the acquisition of Nelson Velasquez, the guys that you decide to believe in, the aggressive nature in which you attack the Bobby Witt Jr. extension. It all goes back to the front office and the resources given to the front office by ownership. That's where it all starts. Now, players deserve the lion's share of the credit for going out there and getting it done, but those players are only in that position if they're acquired, developed, traded for, claimed. However, they're only able to do it when they're procured by JJ, Scott, and the rest of this Royals front office. Let's go to Ashton in Lee's Summit. Ashton, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Ashton. Damn. Well, that opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. And for all the cries about the Royals offense, especially from the outfield, let me remind you that the type of offensive production that you're getting from positions that are primarily defensive first, shortstop, catcher, second base, that type of production is unmatched around Major League Baseball. There's no other team that has a second baseman, a shortstop, and a catcher all with an OPS near 800 like you do in Salvi, Bobby, and Michael Massey. Massey, by the way, made his 16th start of the season in the five spot, protecting Salvi. In those 16 starts, he has 14 RBI. He's hitting 349 and has an OPS north of 1,000. Royals win 10-3. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
First pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to left center field, way back, and gone! Second home run of the game for Bobby Witt Jr.
Oh my God, the dude is just, he's unbelievable. I'm not trying to sound like Johnny Gomes, but what else can you do but shake your head and laugh? Maybe I'm laughing even harder because I just watched his on-field interview alongside Michael Garcia with the great Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City. And Joel Goldberg is explaining to Bobby just how crazy he is. He's like, Bob, you know, that was a 468-foot home run, not the one you just heard. The one you just heard was only 425 feet. You know, whatever. Duh, you know, who hasn't done that? Now, the first home run that Bobby hit, the three-run home run that he hit, went 468 feet to the upper tank in dead center field. I've only seen one other person hit one there. It was actually a little bit further. Mike Trout, one of my first few years covering the Royals. Mike Trout went over the batter's eye. Went even more toward center field than Bobby's 468-foot blast did. So Joel's explaining this to Bobby about, hey, this is like the third longest home run in all of Major League Baseball this season. And Bobby, who's as respectful a superstar as you're ever going to find, a 23-year-old with everything you could possibly want at his fingertips, is as humble as anyone you're going to meet. At least that's my impression and what I've learned about the young man. So while Joel's going over all this, Bobby is, it's like he can't even hear it. You know, he's not smirking, he's not smiling. I understand this guy has had praise heaped on him since he was 11 years old. He's always the best player on the team, but it's just so amazing. You know, like when you guys call up and say nice things about me, man, I swell up. You know, I'm feeling myself, digging myself, and I mean, it means a lot. But I'm not doing what, you know. Come on, look what he's doing. He's making a mockery out of the big leagues. He's doing everything outside of pitching. And Shohei's kind of ruined everything. But prior to Shohei, Bobby's doing everything. Since he debuted, tonight was his 14th game with a homer and a steal. Nobody's done that more than Bobby Witt Jr. Since he debuted, nobody's done it more. What he did tonight, two homers, six RBI, and a stolen base, it's only been done by two shortstops in baseball history, at least modern baseball history, and they're both in Cooperstown. I mean, the mold for the modern shortstop, Cal Ripken, Barry Larkin. Those are the only two guys in baseball history that have done what Bobby did tonight. Bobby doesn't turn 24 for a few weeks. Barry Larkin won an MVP, I believe, the year he did it. Didn't he win the... I don't think he won it in 91. But Ripken's an MVP. Larkin's an MVP. Wow. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. It's just so very amazing that in one lineup, in one Royals lineup, in a lineup that we saw last year, we're going to see this year, and hopefully for years to come, You have Salvador Perez, who right now is the second greatest Royal, career-wise, is putting together the second greatest Royals career we've ever seen. And Bobby Witt Jr., who athletically, talent-wise, is the most talented Royals player we've ever seen. Not saying he's the best. But, you know, what Tom Brady is to the NFL, you know, what he's the greatest, but Mahomes is the best to ever do it. You know, that's where we're getting with George and Bobby. George is the GOAT. Now, no one's going to deny that. But there's never been anybody better than Bobby. And he's 23. Royals have won 5 straight, 10 of their last 13, and 14 of their last 20. Let's go to Susie in Kansas City. Susie, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, 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 Vern. It was Bark at the Park night. And man, did those boys put a bite on those cats. What a rough night for the Tigers. Bobby Witt Jr., there's no fence keeping him in. He put on a best in show. All I can say, Vern, is who let the boys out to play some ball?
Oh, I love it. Susie, great phone call. Coming strong this season. Now, Bobby, 3 for 4, 3 runs scored. He drives in 6. Michael Garcia goes 4 for 5. He scores 3 runs and drives in 1. The Royals have an extra base hit in every single game this season. All 50 games. They're the only team in Major League Baseball that can say that. If they do it tomorrow, they'll match the franchise record set by that 1978 team that started the season with an extra base hit in each of the first 51 games. You know, it seems weird when you're in it because you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
First pitch. Fastball hit high in the air. Deep to left center field. Way back and gone. Second home run of the game for Bobby Witt Jr.
Oh my God. The dude is just, he's unbelievable. I'm not trying to sound like Johnny Gomes, but what else can you do but shake your head and laugh? Maybe I'm laughing even harder because I just watched his on-field interview alongside Michael Garcia with the great Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City. And Joel Goldberg is explaining to Bobby just how crazy he is. He's like, Bob, you know, that was a 468-foot home run. Not the one you just heard. The one you just heard was only 425 feet. You know, whatever. Duh, you know, who hasn't done that? Now, the first home run that Bobby hit, the 3-run home run that he hit, went 468 feet to the upper tank in dead center field. I've only seen one other person hit one there. It was actually a little bit further. Mike Trout, one of my first few years covering the Royals. Mike Trout went over the batter's eye. Went even more toward center field than Bobby's 468-foot blast did. So Joel's explaining this to Bobby about, hey, this is like the third longest home run in all of Major League Baseball this season. And Bobby, who's as respectful a superstar as you're ever going to find, a 23-year-old with everything you could possibly want at his fingertips, is as humble as anyone you're going to meet. At least that's my impression and what I've learned about the young man. So while Joel's going over all this, Bobby is, it's like he can't even hear it. You know, he's not smirking, he's not smiling. I understand this guy has had praise heaped on him since he was 11 years old. He's always the best player on the team, but it's just so amazing. You know, well, like when you guys call up and say nice things about me, man, I swell up. You know, I'm feeling myself, digging myself, and it means a lot, but I'm not doing what, you know, come on, look what he's doing. He's making a mockery out of the big leagues. He's doing everything outside of pitching. I know Shohei's kind of ruined everything, but prior to Shohei, Bobby's doing everything. Since he debuted, tonight was his 14th game with a homer and a steal. Nobody's done that more than Bobby Witt Jr. Since he debuted, nobody's done it more. What he did tonight, two homers, six RBI, and a stolen base, it's only been done by two shortstops in baseball history, at least modern baseball history, and they're both in Cooperstown. I mean, the mold for the modern shortstop, Cal Ripken, Barry Larkin, those are the only two guys in baseball history that have done what Bobby did tonight. Bobby doesn't turn 24 for a few weeks. Barry Larkin won an MVP. I believe the year he did it. Didn't he win the... Nah, I don't think he won it in 91. But Ripken's an MVP. Larkin's an MVP. Wow. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. It's just so very amazing that in one lineup, In one Royals lineup, in a lineup that we saw last year, we're going to see this year, and hopefully for years to come, you have Salvador Perez, who right now is the second greatest Royal, career-wise, is putting together the second greatest Royals career we've ever seen. And Bobby Witt Jr., who athletically, talent-wise, is the most talented Royals player we've ever seen. Not saying he's the best. But, you know, what Tom Brady is to the NFL, you know, what he's the greatest, but Mahomes is the best to ever do it. You know, that's where we're getting with George and Bobby. George is the GOAT. Now, no one's going to deny that. But there's never been anybody better than Bobby. And he's 23. Royals have won 5 straight, 10 of their last 13, and 14 of their last 20. Let's go to Susie in Kansas City. Susie, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, 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 Vern. It was Bark at the Park night. And man, did those boys put a bite on those cats. What a rough night for the Tigers. Bobby Witt Jr., there's no fence keeping him in. He put on a best in show. All I can say, Vern, is who let the boys out to play some ball?
Oh, I love it. Susie, great phone call. Coming strong this season. Now, Bobby, 3-for-4, 3 runs scored. He drives in 6. Michael Garcia goes 4-for-5. He scores 3 runs and drives in 1. The Royals have an extra base hit in every single game this season. All 50 games. They're the only team in Major League Baseball that can say that. If they do it tomorrow, they'll match the franchise record set by that 1978 team that started the season with an extra base hit in each of the first 51 games. You know, it seems weird when you're in it because you hear the stories about the Whitey Herzog Royals of 76 and 77 and 78. We can remember the Ned Yost Royals of 14 and 15. We've seen plenty of highlights. Many of you remember the Dick Houser Championship in 1985. But to think that this team, this Mac Quatrero-led team, is now doing things that have only been done by the Herzog squad or the Houser squad or the Yo squad, man, that puts it into perspective. That they're doing things that only the greatest teams in this franchise's history have ever done. Royals right now, top five in Major League Baseball in extra base hits. I understand some of you want to complain about this hitter or that hitter, you know, the outfield. Top five in Major League Baseball in extra base hits. 31-19 on the season, and darn near unbeatable at home. Let's go to Colin in Kansas City. Colin, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to give a quick shout-out, first and foremost, to the staff that was working there tonight. My first game out at BK, and everyone was just super fantastic, super nice. So I just want to give a quick shout-out to them, but man, it's really funny. I don't know. This is my first game out of the KO. Like I said, pretty much the first time I was watching the team actually play, not just listening on the radio. But man, you know, it's funny people complain about the offense, but I mean, I was there when I was actually on my way to get a drink when Bobby hit his second home run, and I just couldn't believe it. It was just funny because I almost knew, like, I was hoping that something was going to happen. I was going to see a Bobby Witt home run, but to actually see it in person was just, I don't know, that was just next level for me. So I'm hoping to get out more to the K, but yeah, this is just such a great squad we got going on right now. It's a lot of fun to watch. And yeah, I feel confident every time, every game now.
Heck
so
yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, Vern. Appreciate you.
I'm with you. I feel confident every game as well because of A, the starting pitching, B, the defense. You trust them to make all the routine plays and occasionally the spectacular play. I trust them because of the team speed. They're going to take the extra 90 feet. They're going first to third. They're thinking double out of the box. Or if you're Mikel Garcia, you're thinking triple out of the box. Mikel extends his season-best hitting streak to 9 games. In that stretch, he scored 9 runs, driven in 8, and hitting .359. I'll tell you this, Colin, you may never see another home run like that one you saw tonight from Bobby Witt Jr. And there's no guarantee the games you're able to attend, you'll ever see someone hit one near 470 feet. If you want to get out to a game, a good way to get out here is by listening to the On Deck Show, my pregame show, 1 hour before every game day, 1 hour before first pitch. I give you a chance to win Royals tickets as we play our trivia game. We call it the Pitch Clock. I have tickets to every game of the Yankees series and will be giving them away up until the middle of June. So all you need to do is set an alarm 1 hour before first pitch, open up that Odyssey app, or just tune in to 610 Sports Radio. Be listening. Try to be the first caller. Get in, win those tickets, and bring yourself to the K. 913-586-7610. Hey, I mentioned Joel Goldberg on the field on Bally Sports Kansas City with Bobby Witt Jr. and Mikel Garcia. Here's Bobby's response to Joel just pointing out facts. Hey, Bob, 468 feet. That's the third longest bomb of the season and the third longest home run that any Royals hit in the StatCast era. Here's what Bobby had to say after the game on Bally Sports Kansas City on the field to Joel.
Yeah, sometimes you just close your eyes and swing hard and hope you hit it. And so I'm just glad it got wet. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't believe the whole closing your eyes. Last thing for the two of you, I'll let you have the last word. But how much fun is this group having winning over and over again and a night like tonight with so much offense all across?
We have a great team. We play better this year, and I know we can do better job this year.
Better even than tonight. It keeps on coming. It's been unbelievable. Last word to you.
I'm going to send it to Mikel. He knows what to say. The boys are playing some ball.
There it is.
Oh, how sweet is that? What a... Wow, bravo. Oh, man. Oh, if that doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what will. How about that? Oh, man. Bobby with his 19th multi-hit game of the season. Shohei leads Major League Baseball with 21. Bobby has 19. Salvi has 18. Mikel has 16. Let's go to Seth, leaving Kauffman Stadium. Seth, you're on the postgame show as the Royals win 10-3.
Hey, Vern, thanks for having me on. And the boys are playing some ball indeed, aren't they?
Oh, boy, are they ever.
Man, I tell you what, I've always been that delusional diehard fan that always believes that we have a shot no matter what. So to actually see them playing some real baseball, you know, like putting together some solid, solid games, I mean, it's exciting. And, you know, like seeing the city slowly fall back in love with the team again and, you know, getting their butts back in those seats. And I tell you what, those 14,000 people that were there tonight were loud. And as much as this team loves the Chiefs, man, they're a baseball team at heart.
Yeah. It's just so different. I appreciate the phone call. You know, I personally think every city that has an NFL team is a NFL city. Maybe save Boston. I'd like to think New York is still a baseball town, but I think everybody else is a football town. Well, great baseball fans in Kansas City, knowledgeable baseball fans in Kansas City. And I think there are a lot of Royals-only fans and Chiefs-only fans. Obviously a lot of crossover, but you know, baseball's just so different in that if you are a baseball fan and your team is winning, you end up fully invested, 162 games, and over the course of those 6 months, you know, that baseball team goes with you on road trips, in the garage when you're working on the car, in the backyard when you're grilling, in the living room on the TV. If your son's anything like me and his little portable radio that he hides under his pillow, yeah, the team goes everywhere with you. Denny Matthews and Ryan Lefevre, Jake Eisenberg, Steve Stewart, they go everywhere with you. Joe Goldberg, Jeff Montgomery, they're everywhere. Yeah, you build a bond with baseball that you just can't build in football. So I don't really see much similarities other than the tailgate's going to be nice if you're in Kansas City. And you know, Firework Friday's going to be jumping. Saturday's going to have a very nice turnout. And even if there is only 14,000 in the building, it's going to sound like 20. That's Kansas City. Now, even last year, 106 losses. Now, they still won 56 times. I don't know how many of them were at home, but those that were at home, those good games at home last season, you know, 9,000 would sound like 18,000. That's just so very Kansas City. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. Chris in Topeka writing in, Vern, I hope today's kids can look back at this rotation the way that I look at Saberhagen, Jackson, Gubiza, Liebrand, and Black. Might take this team to win a title to make that happen, but you know what? Let's do it. Signed, Chris in Topeka. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Chris. You just rattled off, I'm sure, so very easily, rattled off the five starters from the 85 team, and you spelled their names all correctly. That's not easy to do. Texting Gubiza and Liebrandt and spelling it correctly? Chris, I bet you could run down the 1 through 9 from that 85 team. If you're under the age of 40 and a diehard baseball fan, I bet you can run through the 1 through 9 in that 2015 team. If this continues, if these boys continue to rack up the dubs, this new generation of Royals fans will remember Mikel, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Massey, so on and so forth. Pletch writes in on the text line, Vern, we're on track to win 100 games. Marsh was dealing tonight. However, I do find myself conflicted. Is the success of Marsh and Waka and Lynch, coupled with the arms at Omaha, is it making a Brady Singer trade more realistic? Signed, Pletch. That on its own, yes, makes a trade more realistic. But the fact that we're 2 months away from the trade deadline, you're not going to be aggressive. you're not going to be aggressive in parting with a guy with a sub-3 ERA. This offseason, I think there's a good chance. I think it would be wise business. I hate saying it. I don't know if there's been a bigger fan of Brady Singer, a more staunch supporter of Singer in this city than me. But it would be a very smart, proactive move if this organization believes in Alec Marsh. You see, Chandler Champlain just got bumped up to AAA. He joins a rotation with Daniel Lynch. Chris Bubich is on the mend. Waka could return next year. Lugo's under contract. Reagans is under contract. Marsh is under contract. Suddenly, because of some savvy moves by this front office, you find yourself with a surplus of sorts. Knock on wood. You're not in a rush to get rid of that surplus, but in the offseason, you could really bolster that farm system. Personally, though, Pletch, I wouldn't have the guts to pull the trigger in the regular season. I'm not saying that this team, that the front office doesn't. I don't even know if guts would be the right word. Maybe it's a stupid move. Maybe it's a brilliant move. All I know is I don't have it in me to send that kind of a shockwave through the clubhouse. The Rays do it. Cleveland does it. A lot of good teams do it. You know, you've seen countless pitchers in Cleveland traded away a year, 2 years before they hit free agency. It's certainly something to follow moving forward, no doubt. Taylor in Prairie Village writes in, Vern, I didn't think it was possible for a small market team to have a starting pitching staff like this. I really thought the best we could ever hope for was three solid starters and then you cobble together some wins with defense, bullpen, and luck. But look at these guys. Yeah, and look how they were pieced together. A pair of high draft picks in Singer and Marsh that they hit on. One of the best trades we've seen in quite a while in this city, acquiring Cole Reagans, and then paying fair market price for Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha. And somehow a fair market deal for Seth Lugo looks like an absolute steal. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. I was listening tonight, and, man, Bobby Witt's starting to heat up. He's starting to get back in that MVP conversation.
Well, where'd he go? What are you talking about? What are you talking about starting to heat up? Dude's been red hot since he woke up on opening day.
Well, I mean, the power's starting to heat up. If he's hitting, two home runs, every game and every, that, then the power.
He's hitting triples, he's hitting doubles. Yeah, the home runs haven't been there, but the extra base hits have been just flowing.
And then the defense, man, that defense is pretty good. And also, I don't know, man, this team could actually run and be dangerous, just like the Arizona Diamondbacks of last year. I mean,
no doubt.
That's all I got to say. Thanks for taking my phone call there.
Yeah, thank you for placing that phone call. That's when I think of the Arizona team, Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly, that was a strong one too, but they had that Brandon Fott kid, Fott. they had him just get hot at the end. And you know, that's another thing that this team has going for it that they didn't have in 2014, that they didn't have in 2015. And, you know, it's why I've been so patient with certain hitters, certain relievers, patient compared to some of you. It's because you don't need to be a great team anymore to get to the playoffs. You don't. Sometimes you don't even need to be a very good team. Sometimes you can be just slightly above average and get hot in September, get your way into the postseason, and go. You remember. Shoot, I guess we all learned that in 2014. But now there's an extra wild card spot. And it's not a one-game playoff anymore. So even if you're the sixth best team in the American League, whatever, doesn't bother me, because now it's a three-game series and I have Reagans, Lugo, and Singer going. with Marsh throwing gasoline out of the bullpen. So I don't need the Royals to be a great team. I just want them to stay healthy, because if they stay healthy, they're going to be there in the end. Let's go to a text line. A few more from the text line. 913-586-7610. Katie in North Carolina is enjoying this ride, as you should, Katie. Shouting out the media people covering the Kansas City Royals. Yeah. Annie Rogers of MLB.com. Jalen Thompson of The Star. They do a great job. Lori in Austin says she was listening to the game. It was fantastic. I could hear the excitement from the announcers, and the crowd noise was coming through. That's producer Eric Guthrie doing a great job on the Royals Radio Network. Ryan from Olathe. Vern, I was 10 years old in 2015 and didn't appreciate baseball like I do now. My favorite team that I rep every day is good. When people talk about what's going on with the Chiefs, I say, yeah, but what about the 31-19 Royals? It's Ryan from Olathe. You were 10 in 2015, is that right? Well, Ryan, you're, yeah, of course you didn't appreciate baseball. It's just something fun to do when you're 10 years old. But now, as you, almost 20 years old, you're a smart baseball fan, Ryan. I've enjoyed taking your text over the years, man. Raj in the Ozarks is fired up for tomorrow's pitching matchup. Yeah, man, you know I am. Cole Reagans, Tarek Skubal, yes, please. Kathy in L.A., she's writing in. She feels bad about rubbing tonight's outcome in the fans of Detroit's face. One of the doctors that she works with is a big Tigers fan. Okay. Don't feel bad about it, Kathy. I don't even believe that you feel bad about it. You shouldn't. I don't. My whole family's Tiger fans. Well, except for my mom. She's now a Royals fan. I'll rub it in their face for sure. 10-3 Royals win. Going for the sweep tomorrow. A perfect homestand. Oh, baby. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 12 noon, for the On Deck Show. Appreciate you listening, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone! Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.